With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. When hemp became legal under the 2018 Farm Bill, there was a lot of buzz in farm country about what that would look like as an everyday crop and also who would grow it. It's not just farmers that are curious about the newly legal commodity. Many in the ag banking sector are also watching hemp very closely. Tony Hotchkiss is with the American Bankers Association Ag and Rural Banker Committee. He's concerned that some growers will hear about potentially, and forgive the phrase here, high returns, and quickly get swept up in the excitement.
I'm excited that hemp is a potential for the industry, but I think people need to slow down and make sure they do their homework, because if they don't, especially on the producer side, they might get caught in trying something where they could lose a lot of money. They might make a lot of money. I'm not suggesting either way, but it's just something that they need to be cautiously optimistic about and approach slowly.
Recommendations for growers looking at adding hemp either to their resume or as a rotation crop. The National Industrial Hemp Council recommends that growers start small, make sure they have a buyer, and that marketing and branding is always going to be important with this new crop. And if you are looking for more information on the banking side of things, you can find the American Bankers Association Ag and Rural Bankers Committee at aba.com. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.